Praise the Lord. God is good. Ruth 1:1, and it happened in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to live in the country of Moab, and his wife and his two sons. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife was Naomi, and the name of the two sons were Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they came to the fields of Moab and stayed there. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left with her two sons, and they took wives for themselves from the women of Moab, and the name of one was Orpah, and the name of the others was Ruth, and they lived there for about 10 years. And Mahlon and Chilion also died, both of them, and the woman was left without her two sons and her husband. And then she arose with her daughter-in-law so that they might return to the fields of Moab, for she had heard in the fields of Moab how Jehovah had visited his people. See, they were having one of those Moabs. He had visited his people in giving them bread. And she went out of the place where she was and her two daughters-in-law, and they went with her into the land of Judah. Now, we know what happens. We know that she's on her way out, and we know that she tells the girls to turn back, and we know that one of them says, okay, I'll see you later, and she turns back. But we know that Ruth said, no, I will not leave you. I'm going to go where you go. I'm going to be buried where you're going to be buried. Your people are going to be my people. Wherever you go, whatever you do, I'm going with you. She actually showed honor to her mother-in-law. So it's just a precious, precious story. And I want to talk to you today about Boaz favor miracle. Amen. You're going to have a Boaz favor miracle. Amen. Amen. We've been talking about success. And, you know, we want to get kingdom business done, and we're tuning into the kingdom wisdom, and God wants to supply concepts, ideas, inventions to all of us. And he wants to give us what we talked about in the offering word. He wants to give us that leg up. He wants to give us that help up. He really does, church. He has hesed toward you, obligatory love. He has to do it. He promised you that he would. And so, you know, one word or one idea can change your life forever. Amen. Preparation is a huge key to your success, and he wants to help you prepare. Organization is a huge key to your success. I was talking with Dwayne over lunch the other day, and he has a dream, and he's getting all organized and getting ready for it. Those are steps of victory. Yeah. And it was a great idea, and I won't tell your idea. We'll keep it a secret. We don't want to let it out. But, I mean, praise God for that we move forward in things like that. So, you know, just little advice. You finish what you start. You take care of what you have, and then the next steps begin to come. You're taking those steps, as someone said earlier in the prayer meeting. So, you know, you're either going to have elite hands or defeat hands. Elite meaning influence. Are you going to be influential, or are you just going to be defeated? Well, not around here. We have people that want to win. And so we're decluttering our life. We're listening while we're working. We're building capacity in our faith. Here's a question for you. You can take this home and think about it. How long would it take you to get ready for dinner guest? Okay, I won't meddle any further. But, you know, I asked myself that question. Now, how long would it take me to get ready for dinner guests? What all would I have to do? Praise the Lord. Now, so did you know that 1 year of a person's life is used to finding missing things?
Oh, wow.
1 year of your life. You know, where are those keys? Those keys, those keys. Where are they? I had to fix that a long time ago. I just could not stand that. So they're tied to my purse. Amen. Praise the Lord. But the secret to your good future is hidden in your daily routine. It is. It is. Successful people speak positive declarations. That's what we do. And here's the key to not have wasted words. I said this in prayer. After every phrase, say, and that's just the way I want it. And that's just the way I want it. That'll cut off a lot of stuff that you don't want to be saying. But let's go on with this. I want to talk to you about you needing a harvest of favor and you getting a harvest of favor. We want to do this to get kingdom done. It's not just for selfish reasons. Although God loves you and wants you to have the best, just like he wants you want your children to have the best. You don't want your children doing without, and he doesn't either. So it blesses him when we have faith to believe him for these things. So I want to say this to you. We're talking about Boaz now. We're talking about Ruth, Naomi, Boaz. You are one, listen to me, you're one person away. You're one person away from your future. Have you ever thought about one person when you're one person away from somebody else? Deb and I were in Cozumel one time when we were riding around with we just met this real estate person. We were riding around. He was showing us some property in Cozumel. And so we show up at this house on the beach, and this guy walks in with two bodyguards. And we're like, who's this guy? And he's got a big cigar and he's talking to us. He was the bodyguard of the president in Mexico. And I thought, hey, Deb, think about that. We were one person away. Just one person away from the president of Mexico. I just think about stuff like that. Do y'all? I mean, I'm one person away from Brother Kenneth Kelly. Think about that. Amen. I'm one person away from certain people. Do you ever think? I'm one person away from Billy Chip. That I'm in more contact with is what I mean by that. You're just one person away. You could just totally turn your future around if you just ran into that one person. And so, this is the thing. Joseph didn't need all of Egypt to vote for him. He just needed Pharaoh to say, I pick you. Isn't that right? Esther didn't need everybody to like her. She just needed the king to point her out. Amen. So favor is the currency in any environment on the earth. You need favor. You need favor like you need funds. Amen. So favor opens the door, the doors that you thought would never open. And I have seen that in my life over and over and over. Favor accelerates you to the center of wherever you want to be. Favor brings celebration of your difference. Oh, I like what they can do. I see that. Amen. I'm always watching people. I'm always looking for their difference, their creative abilities, what they're doing. I'm always looking at that. Amen. So, you know, Joseph only needed one person's favor, and Ruth only needed one person's favor to change her life. That's all she needed. And so let's just talk about Boaz. So Elimelech leaves the promised land. That's the first thing you need to get. I call that the case of human reasoning. He stepped outside covenant boundaries to try to get to eat, he stepped out covenant boundaries. And what did he find? Death. It didn't help him to get outside of covenant. He went out into the wrong field. He thought maybe it looked green, like greener grass, but it wasn't. Amen. And so, you know, all of the guys die off. And so here comes Naomi. She's going to go back to her homeland. Church, never be driven out of covenant boundaries by hard times. So the gas price is $3.40, and it doesn't bother us because we're kingdom people. But you think about the people who are only making a small paycheck, and you think, well, that's probably hard on them. But I'm telling you, if they'll just get in the kingdom, God will provide. Just get in the kingdom. Not just depending. You don't depend on people first. That's manipulation. Don't go around in here asking people for money. I will stop you. Well, that's pretty, no. These are my sheep.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
God prompts me to give to you.
Yes, that's right.
But what if I, whoa. God, why don't you go to God and pray? Why don't you go to God and use your faith? Yeah, manipulation is a bad thing. Well, that was a little pastoring. That's free, but praise the Lord. Okay, so never go outside those boundaries. See, he was looking outside for change. He got the change, but not what he wanted. Amen? And that's what happens when you go. If you're just looking to people, you're going outside the covenant boundaries, and that's why you're not getting ahead. Amen. Start with God. When you start with God, then the people will come along and do what they'll do God's will in your life. So Naomi has this kinsman, and it's Boaz. Y'all know the story. His name means strength is in him. So Ruth follows her mother-in-law back, and then Naomi gives her some instructions, and she gives them to her little by little. And what happens? She ends up marrying Boaz. That's pretty cool. And think about that. She marries Boaz. She gives birth to Obed, who fathered Jesse, who fathered David, who is the lineage of Jesus. So Ruth did pretty good. She really locked into that place. She made a choice to go with the woman of God. She followed the instructions, and she's met and set up in the lineage of Jesus. Glory to God. Pretty impressive. You see, Ruth valued the anointing. She valued what Naomi was wearing. She valued the difference in Boaz. She saw something different in him. And as she did, everything he owned, listen to me, everything he owned came into her life. All right. She valued the one with the anointing. Yes. She valued. She honored.
Yes.
She honored, and everything that belonged to Boaz/Jesus came into her life.
Wow.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. So I hope you got that. Now, he loved the respect that she showed Naomi. He saw that, right? Do you realize that? So once again, church, this is about honor.
Yes.
This is about honor. Sowing seeds of honor because you value the anointing on a ministry or on a person's life, or that's what opens doors for you.
Mm-hmm.
That'll open many doors for you. Praise the Lord. You know, I just believe that the Lord wants to do that for each and every person here today. He wants to connect us with the right people. Praise the Lord. So, thank you, Jesus. I'm just letting everybody behave right now. So, you're not looking at people so you can see what you can get out of them. He wasn't looking, she wasn't looking at Boaz. Say, hey, that brother's rich. She was looking to get something out of the field, and she knew, amen. Hey, brother, I see the brother's got some money. I'm going to go ahead. No, that was not her heart. So don't flip this message over and start looking around. That's right. Help us, Lord. Yeah. Amen. It's all about honor. He's going to create relationships that last and lead to bring changes in our lives. Pastor John Holler changed my life forever, even to this day, and he's in heaven. But because of him, I'm in my 20th year here. I've preached in many, many places. We were talking yesterday that every place I've ever preached, I got invited back but one. And life is not over. Every single place I've ever preached, they invited me back. And that's because of the favor of John Holler. Because he opened doors for me. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Told me I could do it. And you have people like that in your life, and I'm one of them. Praise the Lord. So I believe that the Boaz miracles are here right now, and I want you to take this today prophetically. But in fact, I believe we're headed to a Boaz miracle. Even today, I believe that. I believe as we do these meetings all year long that we're headed to Boaz miracles. So one thing I want you to understand is we're not just looking for Boaz. We're looking to be a Boaz. Okay? Praise the Lord. So the person who will get your wisdom is the person who honors your wisdom. Did you get that? Hello? Y'all awake? The person who values your wisdom will get it. Amen. There's no sense in casting your pearls before swine. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. So, you remember what Boaz means. Strength in him. He's a type of Christ. He redeemed Ruth. He redeemed Naomi. Favor and honor have a strong link here. I hope you see that. And know this, that there is a Boaz anointing because Jesus is Boaz. You get that, don't you? That he wants to release on you. He wants, so just receive it today. Just receive it today. Just receive the anointing of favor today. Praise the Lord. So, you have to become a victor and not a victim. I just want to run ahead so much, but I'm trying not to. You'll have to decide to live in victory. You have to sow seeds of honor. You're going to have faith in God that he'll open the gates of access to doors of opportunity. Have faith in God, church. Have faith in God. Those of you that have projects, have faith that he'll open that door of opportunity. Have the faith that he'll open. Don't just have faith that he'll dump the money in your lap. Have faith for doors of opportunity. He could dump it, but more than likely he's because of how the kingdom works and how we progress in what we handle, he will open those doors for people. Have faith in that, church. Somebody's looking for me. Somebody's looking for me. I'm looking for somebody. Have faith in that. Decide to have that victory. And know that God's going to give you divine inspiration. He's going to put avenues of success and prosperity right in front of you. Multiple streams of income. Positive cash flow so you can get your dream done. Why do you need to get your dream done? So we can push the kingdom forward. Your dream is all mixed up in helping people. If you have a dream, it's going to be about helping people. That's what I like so much about your dream, and I won't tell, but your dream is really about helping people. It puts something out there that really helps people. Amen. So yeah, that it's bigger than you. It's bigger than you. But God's bigger than us, and he can bring it to pass. It's amazing. It's a great thing. So I'm just blessed and highly favored. Are you?
Yes.
Just say that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Nothing happens by chance, church. Nothing happens by chance. The Lord knows how to position you at the right place at the right time. You're here right now getting this word for this anointing so you can have faith to go out and meet whoever it is you need to meet that you're going to change their life and they're going
to
change yours.
Thank
you, Jesus. Glory to God. That's favor. Now, the Hebrew word for favor is kara. Kara. You can say kara if you want to, but I think it's kara when you go look at it. So, we see this with Abraham's servant. Lord bless wherever they're going. Keep them safe in Jesus' name. So, Abraham's servant's going to look for the wife for Isaac, remember?
Yes.
And so he says this, he says, and he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Now, send me good speed is the word kara. It's Q-A-R-A-H, okay, kara. So kara means good favor. You're going to move forward. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. So, kara. So, it's bringing something about. It'll bring something about. I need you to get that. It's going to bring something about. It's going to make something happen. Okay. And so, Lord, bless us this day with kara. We need this. It's gotta happen. We want it to happen. And you know, God has given us everything already. We already have everything. But those everythings They're not just nouns like cars and houses. They're things that need to take place between you and other persons. They're not just nouns. They're verbs. They're things that need to happen. And so God wants those things to happen, and you want those things to happen. Your kingdom favor is moving right now. Ruth had everything against her in the natural. Everything. She was poor. She was a widow. She was a Gentile. And she was a Moabite. Yeah. See, they couldn't even buy grain. She couldn't even go and buy grain. So what does she do? She goes out to the field. Naomi's smart. Go out and get behind the reapers and pick up what you can and do what you know to do. Just get out there with the little lawnmower. Just get out. Come on, somebody. Yeah. Get out there with the weed eater or the little lawnmower and all those acres. Get out there and do it. Is somebody getting this today? Yeah. Ruth the Moabite said unto Naomi, let me now go to the field and glean ears of corn after him. In those sight I shall find grace. And she said, go, my daughter. Yeah, get on out there. So Ruth gets on out there. Here come Boaz riding up on his horse. Whatever. He's looking at all the workers and then he goes, who's that sister? She looked pretty good. I think just leave a little extra for her. But what really impressed him was her behavior. I'm sure she was beautiful, but he was impressed by that honor. Amen. And so look what happened. Now I want to show you something else about this Korah thing. This is Ruth 2:3. It says, and she went and came and gleaned in the field after the reapers, and her hap, H-A-P, this is what they put in King James, was to light on a part of the field belonging to Boaz, who was the kindred of Elimelech. So did you get that? Just what I just said. He saw her. Hap. Okay. Now, guess what word hap is? Korah. It's Korah. So it, to us, we would say, just so happened. Just so happened that we met right at this moment. Right at this moment, the man of God just walked right up to you and said, we're family, girl.
That's right.
Or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Some of y'all get that. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, when Ruth trusted in God's favor, Korah happened. She trusted in God's favor.
Yes.
In God's favor. In God, that's what this whole morning is about. For you to receive God's favor today, church. Those of you listening online, just receive God's favor. You are right in the middle of a hap. You're right in the middle of it. Just receive God's favor. He's releasing his favor. This is a set time. And you have the favor of God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for it. Thank you, Lord. God made it happen. She trusted. Well, he ended up marrying her. You know that. So not only did the sister get a little extra, she owned the property. Now, Jesus is that to us. He's our bridegroom. But he's already given you everything. In Romans, it says that when God gave you Jesus, he gave you all things. So it's time for you to step into the favor and start harvesting these things that God has for you. You're like, well, maybe tomorrow. No, today. Right now in this season. Right now. You're going to stop living below your means.
Amen.
You're going to pick it up. You're going to pick it up. When you leave here today, you're going to pray about all your haps.
Yeah.
You're going to pray about, we call them divine appointments.
Yeah.
Pray about them. Believe God. Stand for them. Use your faith. Something good is going to happen to me today. I'm going to get blessed today. My life's going to change today. Therefore, I'll be able to push the kingdom of God forward. I can minister to people. I can influence people because I've got some anointing and I've got some funds and I got a car that they can ride in and a house they can come over and visit me in, and I've got what people need and I can lay down and rest tonight because I have a good bed to sleep in, because God gave it to me so I can get up and go again tomorrow. And when I wake up tomorrow, the devil will say, she's up again.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
No matter what the circumstances, no matter what is against you today, if you will have faith and favor, you're going to get a Korah. You're going to get a Hap. Amen? You receive that today?
Yeah.
Receive it today. It's time for you to have it. Say, I have it.
I have it.
Say it again.
I have it.
Amen. Say it again. Amen. You have it. In the name of Jesus. I'm putting on my prophet hat. In the name of Jesus, I declare you have your Korah moment today, this week, this month, this life, now in Jesus' name. It belongs to you. Go ahead and stand up.
Thank you,
glory to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I dismantle evil powers that try to frustrate the lives of our people. I declare the angels are assigned divine escorts and supernatural security over them. Let the winds of replenishment and abundance blow on them today. Let restoration and strength be on their bodies and in their bodies. May every disease, germ, and virus be defeated by the blood of Jesus right now. May every bad memory be healed. May every depression be dissolved and cleared out. May dreams begin to come true. May the stronghold around them come down now in the matchless name of Jesus. May the glory of God manifest now on them as we pray. And Father, we do thank you, Lord. We thank you that you're doing this today, that we will walk out of here knowing that our steps are ordered of the Lord. And next time we meet together, we will have a report of the goodness of God in Jesus' name.